The debate in Egypt over the country's constitution has heated up again. A constitutional committee of 10 legal experts have handed a draft of the amended constitution to interim President Adli Mansour for review. The committee has made some changes to previous constitution that was written during the presidency of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The new draft constitution is set to be sent to a 50-member panel of political representatives before being put forward for a public referendum. The Constitutional Committee has proposed reversing the current parliamentary voting system, which reserves two-thirds of seats to party lists and one-third to individuals, to an individual voting system which was used during Mubarak's era. But the changes have raised criticism from both secular and Islamic parties.
Those who are in support of the individual list believe that this is the best way to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood so that they don't have a list. But small parties are also complaining because they don't have a chance. The best chance for them and also for some minorities and women is that they have a party list. So you still have a big controversy over the issue.
According to the roadmap announced immediately after the army deposed Morsi, the new constitution should be ratified in 4 months following a public referendum to be followed by parliamentary and presidential elections. Another source of controversy in the amended draft is an article from 1971 constitution stipulating that Islamic Sharia is the source of legislation. That particular article was strengthened in the constitution adopted under former President Morsi to such an extent that it gave Egypt's leading Islamic authority, Al-Azhar, the right to play a role in legislations. Now, the new proposed draft constitution has reversed the controversial article back to its original form. But the ultra-conservative Salafi Noor Party has voiced concern regarding this change and vowed to defend Egypt's Islamic identity of the state.
If all people in Egypt want to make Islam the real religion in Egypt, I think that no problem to speak about the second article or the 219 article. And I want all people to discuss before canceling or deleting this article, we want to discuss and make a discussion about this article to show the benefit of this article for the Islamic identification.
Less than a year ago, the Constitution was the topic of heated debate in Egypt, with many feeling that it did not live to the ideals of the 2011 revolution in terms of rights and freedoms. But this time around, many are hoping that the errors of the past will be avoided and that all factions will be represented in the writing up of the document. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.